It is 5:05 on the Central Coast. Good to be with you on this Thursday, January 26, 2017, or as we're calling it, day four of the comeback tour. I'm Dave Congleton. This is the day. Craig and I are going to try to go all the way till 7 o'clock. I'm not worried about Craig. We'll see what happens here. During the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to do a last call. We're going to dust it off, bring it back. We'll sit here and take your phone calls. There's certainly no shortage of news stories to comment on, but we're looking forward to hearing from you. Next week, we've got Jordan Cunningham, our new state assemblyman. We've got Lynn Compton, 4th County Supervisor. Also, the mayor of San Luis Obispo, Heidi Harmon. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. One of the joys of this job is reaching out and introducing you to new voices on the radio. Making his first appearance on this broadcast, we welcome Matthew Hoy. He is a Tribune columnist. He writes every other Sunday, alternating with Tom Folks on different points of view. I particularly enjoyed his most recent column about plastic water bottles in the city of San Luis Obispo. I invited him to come in. I'm very pleased that he's here. Matt, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Take a second, since you haven't been here before and you're still relatively new at the Tribune, talk a bit about your background. You're a Cal Poly guy, right?
Cal Poly graduate, graduated from the journalism program back in 1994. Worked at the Lompoc Record for a couple years, covering Vandenberg Air Force Base, the federal penitentiary down there, some other smaller beats. Moved up to Washington State, worked for a newspaper called the Daily World in Aberdeen, Washington, on Washington's west coast. And then moved back down to my hometown near San Diego, worked at the North County Times there for a couple years, and then the San Diego Union Tribune for about 9 years.
But journalism, newspapers, obviously in your blood. That's your passion, right?
Yeah. The love wasn't quite requited because I got laid off in 2009 amid the big downsizing at a lot of newspapers. I wasn't the only one. There were lots of us let go at that point in time.
But here's the thing I don't understand, Matt. I mean, you're a bona fide conservative, but you're a member of the media. That can't be.
I was definitely part of the minority, and I knew it.
Yeah.
Down at the San Diego Union Tribune, at the time, this is no longer quite the case, but that was a conservative editorial page.
Right.
And I was a page designer, did some copy editing, and there was a point in time when I was down there where somebody left, and my boss came up to me and said, "Matt, so-and-so's left. We need you to work with the editorial department. We need you to go up to the fourth floor, work with those people. You know, those people are conservative. I hate to do this to you." And I told her, "I'll be fine up there. I like them." And then she looked at me like I was some sort of space alien, but, you know.
Yeah. How'd you get the gig at the Tribune?
Applied for it after Peschong went to run for county supervisor.
Right.
So I wrote a sample column, sent it in, sat down, talked with them, talked with the opinion editor and the editor of the newspaper for half an hour, 45 minutes, and they gave it to me.
And it works that you and Tom Folks alternate?
Every other week, yeah.
Do you have any mandates? Do you have any restrictions? You just write about whatever you want to write about?
They want both Tom and I to kind of focus on local issues, right, local or state issues. They let us, occasionally deviate from that, certainly in the run-up to the general election last November. Both Tom and I wrote on state and national politics.
Do they edit you at all? Have you ever had a column killed or asked to tone things down? Or do you have pretty much freedom?
I've had, on the water bottle column, I made a lawyer joke that they cut. And I thought, man, this is it's one of the oldest jokes in the book.
Well, go ahead and tell it here.
Well,
there's a radio.
I think the line that I used was that the plastic beverage bottle ban that San Luis Obispo was talking about was like a bus full of lawyers at the bottom of a cliff, a good start. That's the joke.
Yeah.
That's too bloodthirsty.
Yeah.
Really? Bloodthirsty. Okay. I had another column where I had most of it killed. I had written one when students were coming back to this new year at Cal Poly, and it was directed at students, and the first part of that column was basically a warning to young college girls. Don't be stupid. Don't get drunk. Don't be out late at night with strange guys that you don't know. And the hook that I kind of put that on was the Kristen Smart case, because they were up there digging.
Sure.
I said, the reason why they're up there digging, and, you know, and the editor there said, well, you're blaming Kristen Smart for getting killed. I'm like, no, I'm not blaming Kristen Smart. She should have been perfectly safe.
Right.
But this is not a perfect world.
Right.
And to not tell, I mean, if it's your daughter and you're saying, yeah, you know, go out with a guy you just met, you don't know anything about, get falling down drunk, and nothing bad's going to happen to you. That's naive.
Right.
It's irresponsible as a parent to do that.
So the Tribune killed most of that.
Killed most of that, yeah.
All right. But by and large.
By and large, you know, there are some weeks that go by where I submit it, I don't hear a thing from them, and it just publishes. There are other things where there's a little bit of back and forth, or a lot of back and forth. That was the most, you know, cutting out my lawyer joke was probably the least that's kind of happened.
Yeah, well, I get that. So what made you write about the plastic bottle issue? What drew you to that?
Probably that it just seems so silly to me. I mean, it comes, you know, pretty fast on the heels of banning styrofoam containers, and it's the next thing. And this is something I tried to use in a term I tried to use in a column a few months ago before the election. But editors there, people don't know what this term is. It's called virtue signaling. It's where you just kind of take a position and you're singling, hey, we're good people. We hold the right view. You should be on our side.
Right.
And that's, to me, that's what this plastic bottle ban is. It's going to affect, as far as I can tell, city buildings and city-sponsored events. How many plastic bottles is that of all that are sold in the county? It's a minuscule amount.
Matthew Hoy on this broadcast, he writes for the Tribune. So for people who have been following the issue, Matt, give us a brief overview. What is it that the city is considering doing about these plastic bottles?
They are, it's my understanding, they're not going to allow them to be sold in city buildings, which if it were limited to that, I wouldn't care. It wouldn't be a big deal. You know, if you're an employee, you work in a city building, you know there are not going to be plastic water bottles in the vending machines, you know, deal with it. The other part of it is they won't be allowed to be sold by other vendors at city-sponsored events. And the most notable of those is, of course, the farmers market each week.
Right.
And the farmers market is a big draw for tourists.
Sure.
And tourists are going to get there and discover they can't buy a water bottle. They can't buy water. Maybe they can buy soda. Maybe they don't want to buy soda. If they want water, the city's talking about installing water bottle refilling stations around downtown. Well, they can apparently go up to those, cup their hands under there, and just, you know, drink from their cupped hands.
Now, could I buy a soda in a plastic bottle?
Well, the question is, will they extend it to that? Right
okay,
now,
but right now it's water.
Well, I'm not sure. You'd have to see what they're talking about. The original thing was it was going to be water.
Okay.
And some people extended it to other beverages.
And what's the justification? What's the argument? Why does the city want to do this?
Well, because there are not enough of them being recycled. The number
41%, I think?
The Tribune reported that 41% of plastic water bottles, or plastic bottles, I believe, is the number. I don't think they discern between sodas or, you know, power drinks or that sort of stuff in water.
Right.
41% in the city of San Luis Obispo. Countywide is 52%, which means that, you know, your kind of green environmental people in the city of SLO recycle them at a lower rate than, you know, kind of the benighted suburbs, as I described them.
But I thought you raised an excellent point in your column, and that is at the same time that this is going on, the number of recycling centers in the county has dropped.
Yeah, it's down. When I moved back to San Luis Obispo in 2009, there were three in San Luis Obispo. There was one behind the Albertsons at Foothill. There was one at the corner of Madonna and Los Osos Valley Road. And there was one on South Higuera at the Smart and Final. Now there's two in San Luis Obispo. There's none in Atascadero.
And there used to be that big one.
There used to be
on
a
the
big
access
one.
Road. When I lived there, I used to go there all the time and recycle my stuff.
And I moved to Atascadero about a year and a half ago, and I do recycle. I mean, if you know, I'm paying 5 cents each one of these, I kind of want some of my money back.
Yeah.
So When I moved to Atascadero, I had several bags full of stuff, looked online, oh, yep, it's that one off Kerberl, and I drove over there, and it had closed the month or so before I got there.
And do we know why all this stuff is happening, Matt, why it's closing?
Well, what they say is that the price that the recyclers have been getting for the plastic and whatnot's been going down because, you know, plastic's made out of petroleum.
Right.
It's gas, you know, it's petroleum-based products. So as that price goes down, they get less money to recycle, and so these things are shutting down. Yet, at the same time, the state is still collecting 5 cents per small bottle and 10 cents for big ones.
So it seems to me that this is an argument not to ban plastic bottles, but to encourage recycling and get the recycling up from 41%. I mean, how high can you go?
I certainly approve of that. I certainly would be behind that. You know, there's been some people who point out, why doesn't the city get involved with this? Well, you know, and other people say, well, it's a state program. I'm not sure if there's anything really stopping the city from, you know, running its own recycling thing and getting in the business if it really wanted to.
The other part of this is, as someone who just got out of the hospital after 18 days, and it sounds like you've had some medical issues over the years, I am against any plan that reduces access to water. Because I've dropped 30 pounds. I know you haven't seen me before. But my doctor was making it clear that I am to drink as much water as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm to eat as little food as possible in order to stay healthy.
Right.
Water is the key to health. And I understand the argument, but we should not be discouraging people or making it more difficult for people to drink water.
I'm with you on that. It's
again, so that's my concern.
Again, it's signaling. I mean, they're doing this apparently, and you know, one of the things that the Tribune reported was San Francisco did the same thing in 2014.
Right.
And
well,
it's like, you know,
We have to do it.
But then we have to do it. The people in San Francisco, they are our betters. They are smarter than people around here. They're more woke, I believe is the new progressive term. You know, awoken to the possibilities and you know, what Mother Earth needs, that, you know, we got to follow in their footsteps.
All right. We've got Matt Hoy here for the hour. He writes for the Tribune every other Sunday. We're talking about the city of San Luis Obispo and what they're trying to do with plastic water bottles. I think it's fair to say both Matt and I have our concerns. We'll go to the phones and we continue. I'm Dave Congleton. This is KVEC News Talk 920 and the brand new FM 96.5. Not only are we on Facebook, we're also on Twitter. News Talk 920 KVEC tweets. Follow us on Twitter. Search at 920 KVEC. So many ways to be following hometown radio. I'm Dave Congleton, bottom of the hour, it's California Headline News. We're chatting with Tribune columnist Matthew Hoy. We're talking about the city of San Luis Obispo and their attempts to ban plastic water bottles. Mike calls from Atascadero on KVEC. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Mike.
You probably know I'm a liberal, but I'm not an automatic liberal. I don't automatically hate GMOs and that kind of thing.
Right.
But is it all right? I don't want to talk about plastic bottles. I want to ask your guest how it feels to be a member of the opposition party to Trump. He's just now declared.
Well, No. I want to stay on topic. The topic is plastic water bottles.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Well, play the game.
Okay. Well, the truth is, there's bigger fish to fry from my point of view, and I really don't care.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Here's the deal. I know Matt's a conservative, and he's willing to go in any different direction, but it's my show. And I asked Matt to come on and talk about plastic water bottles. That's the topic. Should they be banned? Is that the best way, or do we increase recycling? 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Susan's in Atascadero on KVEC. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
Well, I'm totally for the recycling, and I don't know if you want me not to go on with this, but I got in on the ground floor of why the recycling stopped here in the North County.
Why did it stop?
Well, first of all, Atascadero Waste Management, which was a place off San Luis Avenue that was doing our recycling in Atascadero, they wanted to raise their fee for trash pickup. And I don't know if it was the city or the county said, no, you can't do that. So they said, fine, then we're going to close our recycling center, which they did January 30th. All right, with that said, because the cash is paid for or from the state, it is a law, and I got this from, because I was sort of a spy for the recycling person in the state of California. It is state law that every city must have a recycling center. And the cities in Atascadero specifically, the four places, Food for Less,
Vaughn's, Smart Vaughn's, and Final.
The four markets, they all received letters from the state, and they said that you have like 90 days to open up a recycling center, and in the event you don't, you will be fined $100 a day. And long story short, they never did. And what I was to do was to pretend I was just a person calling each facility and speaking to the manager, asking them when, and they said no, they weren't. And to my knowledge, they're not being fined.
So, Susan, what about the plastic water ban?
Well, I find that so hard to believe because so many people use plastic water bottles, and let's recycle them. And what are they going to do with them?
You've got me. The thing is, even if they were fined in these places, $100 a day, that's $3,000 a month. You know, big deal. Price of doing business. That's probably cheaper than
which they pass along to the customer.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, price of doing business. Big deal.
I just can't believe. But see, to me, that would also bring the shoppers to the store. And to date, the only recycling center in the community in our area in North County is up at Food for Less in Paso Robles, and that's I think it's called E Planet. There is also a second one at what's the other grocery store?
You've got to either go to Paso or you've got to go down to SLO if you live in Atascadero.
Exactly.
There's you know, those are your two options.
So what's the incentive to recycle if they're going to make it that difficult for you?
Well, I have been, I recycle. People donate stuff to me because they don't have the time or the interest in taking their items, and they know I do. So by the time all my friends give me their recycling, I've got, you know, I'll go up there and get like $20 or $30 worth of recycling in Paso, and then I just drive up the road and go see my horse.
Mm. All right, Susan, thanks for the perspective. Are you surprised by what she was saying about North County?
Not at all, really. I mean, you know, the recycling, it's becoming more and more difficult. If you want to recycle, the fewer facilities there are, if there's still the same number of people wanting to recycle, you're going to stand in line longer, you're going to waste more of your time, and, you know, at what point is it not worth it? And, you know, when I lived up in Washington State for a couple of years, you know, coming from California where we had, you know, the CRV, I expected to get, you know, decent money. You know, right. Working in journalism, you recycle because they don't pay squat.
Sure.
But I, you know, went up, you know, living in Washington State, same thing. I'm collecting cans, bottles, whatnot. I go to recycle without the CRV to bump up the price in Washington State. The price was so low, you know, forget about it.
Before the news break, you wanted to read a quote?
Yes, this is this kind of lays out what this whole thing is. This is from C.S. Lewis. He says, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated, but those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. They may be more likely to go to heaven, yet at the same time likelier to make a hell of earth. This very kindness stings with intolerable insult. To be cured against one's will and cured of states which we may not regard as disease is to be put on a level with those who have not yet reached the age of reason or those who never will."
All right, Matt Hoy on this broadcast. We've got news, we got traffic, we got weather. We've got more of your phone calls straight ahead. This is the Dave Congleton Show. You have landed on the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown and radio talk show. My guest for the hour is Tribune columnist Matthew Hoy. Matt writes an opinion piece alternating Sundays with Tom Foulkes. We're talking about the plastic water bottle ban being considered by the city of San Luis Obispo. We invite your phone calls, 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. Those are the numbers that bring you to the conversation. Matt, for people just tuning in, let's remind them, please, what the city is considering doing.
So the city is considering banning plastic beverage containers at city-owned facilities, so City Hall, that sort of thing, and city-sponsored events. The most notable of those that, you know, in that category for everyone would be the downtown farmers market every Thursday.
So no plastic water bottles.
No plastic water bottles. We're talking about extending it to other beverages. Nope. They want to get rid of plastic bottles. Not enough are recycled in the city of SLO.
And you are arguing in your column, well, the logical extension of this, why not just ban all plastic?
Why not? I mean, what they're proposing is a drop in the ocean. Even if they pass this, what's going to happen is it's going to be inconvenient to city employees. That's something they can adjust to, they can deal with. They know there's not going to be bottled beverages in the vending machines at City Hall. They can get cans. They can bring in their own. You know, city employees will be able to adapt. Who it's really going to annoy are tourists and visitors who come to the farmer's market and go downtown and, you know, buy some tri-tip and you know, want a bottle of water or a bottle of soda or a bottle of some, you know, power drink or Gatorade or something, and they can't buy it.
Now, this is a topic that everyone should have an opinion on. What's yours? 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. Here's the deal. You are not recycling. You are not recycling enough. So now the city of San Luis Obispo is thinking that the best way to increase recycling is actually to ban plastic water bottles. And I'm telling you from the earlier segment that my doctor is telling me I should be drinking more water, not less. I don't think we should be making it more difficult for people to have access to water. 543-8830 or 1-800-549-5832. Are you in favor of this kind of ban? Is this not, Matt, the logical extension of a couple years ago we had the plastic bag debate?
Yeah, it's the same sort of thing. You know, it's signaling to the people on your side, to the environmentalists, hey, we're good people. Is it really going to have an effect? You know, you mentioned they want to increase recycling. Well, there's a couple different ways to increase recycling. You can increase the numerator or you can decrease the denominator. And they're trying to, reduce the number of bottles that get out there in the first place in order to bump their number up.
Mark's in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Mark.
Hi, gentlemen. What I find really interesting on the entire program is the state is collecting the money, and they've basically stepped away from it. So the one option they could have is they could allow local municipalities to collect the money and set up their own recycling centers, which I'm sure would be much more effective anyway. So they're collecting hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, but it's a trend line with the state of California. Money flows up and it doesn't come back. So that would be one easy way to do it. But I think we do throw away a lot of plastic bottles. I've even tried to reduce my output. I take one to the gym every day. I'm taking a metal container and I buy one big plastic water bottle and it lasts me 2 weeks rather than go through 10 bottles. But, yeah, I think it's a worthy thing, but I think we should educate people and rather than mandate it. That's just my personal feeling, and get a rebate or allow the local people to collect the deposits. I can't imagine the city of San Luis Obispo getting their hands on that money. It'd be worse than the state. So I don't know what the solution is.
All right, Mark. Anyway, thanks for the call. What do you say, Matt?
Well, definitely the state isn't doing its job. The state set up this system. It worked when, you know, petroleum prices, you know, plastic bottles made on petroleum. It worked when prices were higher. You had vendors, you know, like Replanted, I think is one of the bigger local ones, who were willing to do the, you know, to work the business. And now it's not as profitable, so they've shut down centers.
All right, Mike's in Creston on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
How you doing, Dave?
Good, Mike. Thank you.
how come all the recyclers went out of business? I mean, I think it starts to tell you something, that you're going to recycle this stuff. Recycle means you take and you use it for something else. So there's a market for it. So you take and recycle it, they make it into something else. The recyclers are going broke because there's no place to take it. And I think you ought to get a recycler on there and see what happens to this recycle stuff. Half the stuff you recycle ends up in the landfill after the recyclers collect their whatever from doing the recycle, but there's no place to go with it. And yeah. They'll end up going to the landfill with it. So if you're going to recycle stuff and you're going to make people recycle stuff, where's it going to go? And I think that's the problem. San Luis has stepped out in front and done their cigarette thing back when and the whole deal. And I guess they could jump out in front of this one, but I think they're going to get some big economic problems from doing so.
Matt?
Well, again, the state has created a market of sorts. It's not a free market. They have mandated that you will collect 5 cents for every can or bottle, up to a certain size, 10 cents for larger ones. And we will take that, and that is basically it's a deposit, so that when you recycle it, when you take it to one of these companies, they will basically give you your money back. Now, it's seldom worked where, if I take this 5 cent, this bottle that they put a 5 cent, recycling fee on, if I crush it and it goes by weight, I'm not getting 5 cents back for the bottle. Yeah. I'm getting 3, maybe 4 cents.
Mike, what else from you?
Welcome back.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate the call. Thank you. 543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. Tribune columnist Matthew Hoy on Hometown Radio. Talk about recycling and plastic water bottles. Vita's in Los Osos on KVEC. Hi, Vita.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I didn't hear the whole discussion. So, what I want to say is it's about changing people's behavior. Guess what? San Luis Obispo was, I think, the first city in the United States to ban smoking.
Yes.
Weren't we?
Yes.
We were also on the forefront of banning plastic bags and the county. And everybody talked about the economic impact and the tourists aren't going to come anymore and they're going to lose tremendous amounts of money. And guess what? As far as I know, none of that has happened. I think that a lot of people are very happy to see that San Luis Obispo is a forward-thinking city. And I'm sure there'll be some drawbacks from it. It'll take time for people to realize, that, hey, this is the way things are here. But we have to start changing behavior. We have to get people to realize we have way too much waste in this entire country, unbelievable amounts of waste.
So, Vita, why not get people to change their recycling habits instead of their drinking habits?
That would be good, too, but how are you going to do it? How do you force? I mean, what we do is we stick it in the recycling bin. Now, where does it go from there? I don't even know. Honestly, I do not know. Yeah. Does it really get recycled? I'm hearing that a lot of it doesn't. I think one of your callers said that.
Right.
So is that, and we are now not buying any more small bottles, period, at all. We only buy, large plastic bottle items, water or juices or things like that. Nothing in small bottles. At least we've stopped doing that. And it's an awareness. If younger people growing up need to be made aware of the tremendous amount of waste. And how long can we keep filling up landfills and then half of it ends up in the ocean? Come on, people. This is one planet. We don't have anywhere else to go. Sorry, this is it. We're stuck. So,
all right, Vito. Thank you very much for calling in. All right, we have an environmental responsibility, Matthew Hoy.
Well, if she wants to choose to do it that way, that is fine with me. I'm not sure that she's having a big impact by not buying just the small ones, because she's still buying the big ones. That's still plastic. It's still, part of the problem. It doesn't touch on the CRV tax, but, you're still buying plastic.
Mm-hmm. Jackson San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Jack.
Dave, welcome back.
Thank you, Jack.
So, your previous caller said we have to change people's behavior. Well, what behavior doesn't she want to change, first of all? It's one thing to to sit on high, and it's a typical San Luis Obispo solution. Find a solution, then go find a problem. And it's just a continued government creep. Now, when I lived in the state of Michigan, we paid a 10-cent per can or bottle fee at retail. But if you retailed it, you had to take it back. So go to Costco, buy a case of Coke, two cases of Coke, and Costco had to take the empties back. You could actually capture your money back at the retailer. I mean, there's lots of different ways to do it, but for all intents and purposes, it's a tax that doesn't get recaptured. Okay, when you pay on a plastic bottle, there's nobody that really goes out and recaptures that money, you know. And so, as a consumer, you know, if I sit on my back porch, have a smoke, look at a second-rate rental program that I have going with my neighbor, you know, San Luis seems to have a solution for everything, and this is just another solution in search of a problem, government creep. And so, you know, in spite of what your previous caller said about we can't put it all in landfills because half of it ends up in the ocean, well, that's just not the case at all. Right. We're putting less in landfills today than we have in the history of this country.
What do you say? What do you say, Matt?
I think this caller is right. You know, there are ways to go back and be serious about recycling. The state has a broken system at this point as far as, you know, getting that money that's supposed to be basically a deposit back to the people who are paying it.
Jack, anything else?
Government creep. It's all over this city. But you know what? I guess I'm still residing here. So I guess I'm going to ultimately vote with my feet.
I'm glad you're here, Jack. Thanks for the call. Ron's in San Luis on KVEC. Hey, Ron.
How you doing?
Good.
First of all, I'd like to say I'm tired of people preaching to me and I have to change my way of life and one planet and all this other stuff. I'm just tired of it. Now, we all have our ways of saving things. Just one practical idea I'll share with you for water bottles is I only fill the gallon jugs at those machines, and I keep refilling those till I get a hole in those jugs, and then I get another one. And what I fill up are bottles that I had maybe Gatorade in, fruit juice, or something like that. They're much tougher. And I use those for years. I haven't bought a bottle of water probably in 5 years, you know, the small bottles. And everybody, you know, if they so desire, can do that. I was just tired of paying extra for a plastic and have to deal with it afterwards. And this has worked out perfectly fine for me.
Yeah, you know, I'm with you. I'm a conservative. I have these libertarian tendencies. However you want to work it, I'm fine with it. You're not affecting me. If you want to refill plastic bottles with water, if you don't want to buy single use, you know, or single serving water bottles, that's fine. But you know, I do not want the government coming from on high, deciding that, you know, something that's been normal for as long as we've had plastic water bottles, and now deciding this is evil. And here's our, you know, 2 minutes of hate and, you know, bad plastic water bottles. Get rid of them.
Yeah, I'm tired of it too, and I agree 100% with you.
All right, Ron, good to hear from you. We'll take a break, come back for a final segment with Tribune columnist Matthew Hoy. I'm Dave Congleton. This is News Talk 920, the brand new FM 96.5. We are KVEC. Where we are in our final segment with Tribune columnist Matthew Hoy. If you want in on the conversation, we need to hear from you now, please. 543-8830, 1-800-549-5832. We got a Tim in Paso on KVEC. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Dave. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You know, I've been recycling in this county for almost 17 years.
All right.
And now they're closing down recycling centers, so it's harder and harder to recycle. Which is an interesting thing, because, you know, if it makes money, why are these people closing down? And then my other question is, what about the wine bottle?
Wow.
You know, wine bottles should have a fee. You know, there's so many we have so many wineries, produce so many wine bottles, and where does that class go? Where do the bottles go? In the garbage, in the landfill, you know, they could be recycled. I've seen guys break up all this glass, bringing pounds of glass to recycling center. You know, but there's no deposit on wine bottles, and I believe there should be.
Well, now he's opening up a whole hornet's nest here, Matt.
That's right.
Yeah. The reason why wine bottles aren't included in it is because when they passed the law, they didn't include wine bottles in it. That's the long and short of it. You can recycle.
But he's got a great point.
He certainly does.
Everything you say about plastic could apply to glass.
That's
yes.
Right. I mean, when we were kids, you know, we'd get a Coke for, you know, and take a bin for 5 cents or a dime, you know, and you can't do that anymore. You don't get your money back what you pay for.
No, you certainly don't. And, you know, part of that's economics. But, again, if you're interested in recycling this sort of stuff, yeah, there's nothing stopping you from tossing those wine bottles in the blue recycling containers that you have at your house.
That's true.
You know, you're not going to get any money for them. You could probably – I don't think the recycling places would take it, and you wouldn't want to wait in line to get –
They do take glass. They do take it. If it's touched up glass, they
right.
take it.
But see, I don't recycle for the money. I just recycle because I believe it's the thing to do. I've been
That's
educated
right. mm-hmm.
on the benefits of recycling, and so I recycle.
If it's recyclable and it doesn't have a CRV on it, I toss in the blue recycling bin, and I trust that the state and the
But now I'm curious. Where does it go? Where does it really go?
Good question.
You got me. I have seen. On kind of on the Discovery Channel where they show some of these kind of recycling centers, they got people sorting the stuff.
Yeah.
It's going on conveyor belts, and people are tossing cardboard here and bottles there, and so it does not get just tossed in a landfill for the most part. There are things people probably toss in those recycling containers that should be in a landfill. But.
Anything else you want to say, Tim?
No, that's all. I just wanted to bring up the point about the recycling centers shutting down. There are now less of them. And I think that we should pass a law about wine bottles.
I love it. All right, Tim. Thanks for causing trouble. Anybody else? 543-8830. 1-800-549-5832. He's really got a great point, though, Matt, because if this goes through in the city of San Luis Obispo, what's next?
They'll find something else. You know, it's something's got to be found. There, we can't just leave people alone. Otherwise, how would we justify our positions?
And in regard to what Vita said before we take the next call, she was making the comparison to smoking. I would argue, okay, we banned cigarettes because of the danger of secondhand smoke.
Mm-hmm.
There's no danger from drinking small water bottles. It's more about the environment.
No, it's full water bottles being thrown, but that's generally not something that occurs very often. There's already a law against it if you hit someone with one.
We go to Alvin in Arroyo Grande. Hey, Alvin.
Hey. Good Hi. I'm back. Either
Thank
way,
you.
Or hear you back. I think the city has ulterior motive to this. The homeless people make a good living off of recycling, and if there's nothing to turn back in, they'll probably move to South County.
Well, now there's a theory.
That's a good theory. Yeah, I've seen them do very well on their cans and bottles.
Well, now that would be that if they want to sell it as a homeless, reducing the number of homeless in the city, problem or a method of getting rid of the homeless in San Luis Obispo, they might get some support for that. But then again, that's kind of not progressive, is it?
No, it isn't.
It's
all I have to say.
All right, Alvin, glad you said it. Let's squeeze in Dick in the Pomo on KVEC. Hey, Dick.
Hey, hi. Dave. It's great to hear your voice, buddy. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, Dick.
When I was young, there were no plastic water bottles. So I guess it's just kind of we are filling up the ocean and landfills with plastic bottles, and they are not biodegradable. So it's a long path, one way or another. We have to address the fact that we're, creating an environmental issue with a habit that wasn't even necessary 10 or 15 or 20 years ago.
So, Nick, why not push recycling instead of banning plastic bottles?
You have a good point.
Oh, come on, you can't be that easy,
right,
man.
There's some limits on the infrastructure that's available for and capitalizing on that, as we've seen some recycling facilities closing down and whatnot. It's kind of limiting out, I think. But that's a logistic. So you have a good point.
All right, Nick, thanks for calling. Well, so what about that? We're filling up the ocean. We're filling up the landfill. We got to do something, Matt.
Well, that's not just plastic water bottles. That's plastic utensils. That's plastic wrappers on, you know, frozen dinners. There's tons of plastic out there.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to solve this problem. You're not even going to make a serious dent in this problem by just banning them at city facilities and at city-sponsored events.
Matthew Hall, good job. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in. Every other Sunday, we're going to read your column in the Tribune. I'll give you a chance for a final thought about plastic water bottles.
Again, this is just the city council kind of signaling that we're good people, and it's not going to have an effect, noticeable effect, on the recycling rate in the city or what goes into the landfills or what gets recycled. It's not. It is small potatoes.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Off we go. We've got news. We got traffic. Don't turn off the radio yet. Craig and I, we're going to go for it. We're going to try to make it till 7 o'clock. Last call. Your phone calls up next on our nightly open line. We're live. We're local. We're hometown radio.